Everyone, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. We are doing the final installment of the Marvel UK number one annual, and this is going to be about the story Hunted, where our I guess the kind of the franchise baby since 2007, the Michael Bay movies came out. It's been kind of the one of the main characters of the franchise again, like one of the main faces. It took over the main face from Optimus Prime for a while, I would say. So this is gonna be one of Bumblebee's not proudest moments,
Right?
but yeah, here with Boo of the AxonUnderground.com, as with the other episodes we do of the UK Marvel stuff.
Howdy.
I tried to change my email address and the address on the show. He keeps finding me, so I just figured I'd let it go now. Just
Yeah.
it's gonna keep happening.
I'm like the stray you fed.
Oh, is that what happened? God.
Yep.
Well, I guess I nothing it's my responsibility now, so here we are. So
I'm not
yeah.
housebroken either.
I know. I found the pile in the corner. Well, at least it's a corner.
Yes.
Well, you know, like unlike
That was just happenstance, really, kind of rolled over
just
there.
'cause he's where you're sleeping half the time. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, the Hunted. Bumblebee wanted to see a little action. And yeah, and this is not his proudest moment.
I don't know that little blurb at the beginning. It almost reminded me of like a lead in, like a Dear Penthouse Forum.
You'll never believe what happened.
Right.
I got really
Bumblebee
bored
got
in the
some
days.
action.
It does actually. Oh man, so man, this the place is South America, and there's a man struggling for breath as he's been running and hiding for days. Like he looks run down. What's the term? Rode hard, put away wet. He
Yes.
he's mud's caked on his lower parts of his legs, and his clothes are torn from the undergrowth. He's been trying to get through the, I guess the Amazon, or just somewhere in South America, through the jungle.
Just generally South America.
And he catches a tree stump jutting from the undergrowth and breaks his ankle. But he's so close.
So close.
So close to what though? Yeah, he sees the form of what did I type there? Like a per hour. He sees the form of a cat, Ravage. And he pounces and he tries to fight back, but he's clearly a match. This is a big metal jaguar, so
Yeah.
not a dog for you people who don't realize that.
You
Never.
know, and this is actually the area for Jaguar, so.
It is. It is totally. That's one of the things in this fandom that always. I don't ever want to gatekeep because I want everyone to enjoy it. But so when someone says, "Well, you know, I like Soundwave's dog," don't, just don't, man. Anyways.
Yeah, it was easy to mistake. Ravage, though, for like a Doberman or something
Yeah, if you saw him on the
back
show,
in the
he's
day.
going, hey, you know, like Dobermans do, I guess.
Yeah.
Growling and spitting and snarling. Yeah.
Maybe it's like a pug, the way they breathe.
Oh.
Oh, and by the way, this story is written by James Hill,
Okay.
and John Stokes is also the illustrator on this one as
Very
well,
nice. And
which
there's
they're
not.
uncredited in this, but
Oh, okay.
in later reprints, they fess up to it.
And I apologize for anyone listening on their headset or their headphones or whatever for the snarling and stuff I just did into the microphone. I'm not sorry. I'm not. Never mind. That's a
Not
lie.
sorry at all. You'll
A
do it
little ASM.
again.
Welcome to our ASMR episode. Oh man, we so yeah. He's
Are there
fighting.
pug ASMR video? It's like just a pug like breathing terribly through its
There is
flattened
now.
face. Yeah.
There is now. So, man, the guy is like fighting with Ravage, and like he pulls off a little chunk of metal, like flicks it off of Ravage,
Yeah.
and like random little shard of metal, which, okay, cool, man. I guess. But we go to Bumblebee, who is working with Prowl.
Yeah, it says he dislodged it.
Oh, he dislodged a piece of metal. I guess maybe it was just like maybe it. Hell, maybe it broken or something from a pursuit through the jungle, and he saw it and dislodged the piece with a stick or something. Was it like a stick? I can't remember.
Yeah, broken branch.
Broken branch. That's what it was. Just knocks it out
He cavemanned it.
of there. So yeah, man, we go to Bumblebee, who's working with Prowl, and they're looking for Decepticon activity. And dude, Bumblebee is not loving this.
Yeah.
He wonders
Bumblebee
why.
wanted to go with Prime and the others to go do
Yeah.
their thing.
He wonders why Jazz never gets these boring assignments. Man, look, the
Jazz is
leave
cool,
Jazz.
is why.
Yeah, exactly. Like, leave Jazz out of this, man. He is way too slick. He's way too
Because
slick.
Jazz doesn't ask about getting the cool assignments.
He gets the cool assignments because he's Jazz. That's
Yeah,
how his
well,
stuff
the
works, man.
assignments are cool because he's Jazz.
It's Ourobosian, man. They're cool assignments, but only because Jazz is there and Jazz gets to go because they're cool assignments.
Right. It's like James Bond. Why does James Bond get all the excitement? You know, because
Because
James
he's
Bond,
James Bond. He's
yeah, he causes the excitement.
yeah. Oh man, so back at the base though, I mean, like Prowl sees something significant on the vid screen, and it appears to be an unshaven man in a clearing, but also the Swalkus Medal.
That just sounds weird.
It does. There's this unshaven man in a clearing, and there's also a piece of metal. He's like, he did the whole like oh God, Blade Runner things like, okay, stop, enhance section, ju-ju-ju-ju. And so he starts to enhance, and he has this piece of metal.
Enhance.
Yeah.
Enhance.
There, and then Bumblebee seems far less impressed. And like, it gets to the point where the video has the man wrapped in a blanket and being helped by a woman into a jeep.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on here, man? So Prowl continues on for a very unimpressed Bumblebee and tells him that there's an audio uplink with a video that tells him that the man is Dr. John Butler from an expedition that disappeared in South America. Wow, dude, Prowl is he's what a detective.
Right? I
He
mean, he's got the facial recognition down, and this is like
does.
80s level of information
Yeah,
that, you
he
know.
really does. It's just those coincidental, perfect things that he has access to. And yeah, he
This is
tells.
the same time we were like putting people's faces on the backs of milk cartons and just asking people, "Hey, you seen them?"
Yeah, those pictures were grainy black and white third grade pictures when they're like they're 38. So yeah,
Right.
I mean that's what we did.
Prowl would have found him like that. They just didn't ask him.
Yeah. Man, yeah, it's very impressive, Prowl. But Prowl is he's a strategist. He should be the guy finding the stuff. But yeah, he's Bumblebee still doesn't see why it's all that important. Like, yeah, dude, there's some dude getting carried off to a jeep, whatever. And Prowl shows him with a closer still frame of the metal piece. He notes that it is not of Earth manufacture; it is from Cybertron. Not
So
only
this is
that,
apparently the guy that Ravage was attacking.
yeah. Well, we kind of assume that, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's the part of the story that they don't really resolve that I want to know is like, okay, you're there with a broken ankle, you know, Ravage has you dead to rights, he's after you, and then you somehow just
Get
don't
away.
get killed. Yeah. He's in shock, but like,
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Ravage thought he killed him.
yeah, it's just
That's the only
Ravage is a
way.
little more competent than that, but
Well,
to
as
me
we.
that's what I was waiting to see in this story was, you know, how to get away from Ravage.
He's a
And
doctor, man.
yeah, you will not get
This is
satisfied with that. He used his PhD powers.
this is Dr. John Butler.
Right?
You know who he is, right?
He buttled right out of there. Not
As a John. And
That sounds like a made-up name. Like that's an alias, John Butler.
dude, it's comic book name.
Oh, I know, but it's just I
What's
was watching was it Harley Quinn? The Harley
Yeah.
Quinn. Have you watched much of that?
I've watched some through the second season.
Okay, there was an episode recently where like Alfred's going off on Bruce Wayne. He's like, "Do you even know my last name?" And he's like, "Butler or something like that." He thought my name was Alfred Butler. And that's what I thought. I was like, "That's an alias,
No
John
notes.
Butler." Turns out this is like the origin story for Mr. Belvedere.
Ha ha ha. Oh,
Which that's
God.
another show that never had an origin. You don't know why Mr. Belvedere is there. He's just there. It's just like, yeah,
You
they never
don't.
really go into it. Little
I'm
Hayden's just
reminded. I'm
helps him.
reminded of that Rick and Morty episode where they have all the imaginary friends that keep showing up as like they get it's an
Oh, the
alien
parasite.
parasite. Yeah, they're one that
Yeah.
one is essentially one is essentially what's his face? The
Mr.
butler,
Belvedere?
Mr. Belvedere. Yeah,
Yeah.
Mr. Beauregard is what they call him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
You know, that's another show that just got ruined by bad fandom. It's a great show. Anyways.
Mr. Belvedere?
Yes, that's the one. The fandom's toxic, man.
Oh.
That's a Belvedere fandom. I can't even go to conventions anymore like I used to. Thanks a lot.
They had like a Saturday Night Live skit or something about that, about the fandom for Mr. Belvedere, and they had like weird jargon. They made it like they gave him like a nickname that no one understood.
What?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. I gotta find that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I think they were planning on kidnapping him.
But it's Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah,
That
and
dude's probably gonna
they.
pull out a dinner fork and like kill them all.
Right?
And then like dispose of their bodies before the family comes home.
See, he was like a, I always thought it felt like he was like an MI5 guy, like in witness protection or something.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's or yeah, he's essentially he's Alfred.
Right.
Very good, sir. Anyways,
Ugh.
so yeah, man, Prowl
John Butler.
recognizes this piece of metal from this video, like a still video. It's like it's not Earth origin, that's a Cybertronian, and better yet, it's from Ravage.
What it was is Ravage is trying to use the litter box out there, and
He dropped,
yeah, that's what the leaving was. And John Butler just like interrupted. You know how cats are when you interrupt them in the litter box.
Think of that post poo euphoria, and they run around like all crazy,
Yeah.
like his metal tail all puffed out, and he ran off in the wood in the jungle somewhere. Yeah, it
Right.
was just happenstance, dude. John is creepy. We know this now, and he also likes to watch cats hit the litter box. He's
We're
no
not
wonder he's
shame, no shaming.
unshaven.
Yeah.
Unshaven. We don't kink shame here. Yes. Unshaven and mud caked all over his pants. He's been digging in there, and he's trying to find the perfect opportunity.
He's an earthy outdoorsman.
Yes.
Sounds like a hippie.
Was he a doctor? Was he a doctor of hippies?
What was that that Sean Connery movie, Medicine Man? Where he was like in the Amazon and studying the
Yes.
ants. Yeah.
Yes. One of his last movies he ever did, because he's like, man, movies suck now. I think that was after *Lead of Extraordinary Gentlemen*.
No, that was the last one he
Yeah,
did.
that was the last one he did. Yeah, I think
Yeah,
that.
Medicine Man was before that, but not
Yeah,
by much.
not by very much. He was done with working with modern Hollywood and special effects. He's like, I use the gun, I hit people, and that's he can't use he can't act with CGI. So there you go. Oh, let's see. Where was? Oh, yeah. So Bumblebee, we need him here for he's clutching this very reason. He states the obvious, but that would mean the Decepticons are operating in South America. And dude, I imagine Prowl's giving him the meme kid stare. You know, the one that's like that, like the little kid, and
Yeah.
yeah, he's like Prowl's be like, yeah, dude, that's exactly what I've been trying to tell you. It's a good job. And so here we are. Prowl says it's more likely that the Decepticons are operating in South America and cause Optimus Prime, but it appears they're being jammed from getting signals out in any sort of capacity. So Bumblebee suggests they go to South America, which Prowl's like, nope, not gonna happen. So.
And rage swelled within him, you know, that infamous, you know, Prowl rage.
Yeah, he starts, clubbing baby seals or something. I don't know what Prowl would
Yeah.
do in rage.
And that's the thing I noticed with this, he's uncharacteristically emotional in
Yeah,
his story.
yes.
Because
Yes.
Prowl was generally like, you know, the Autobots' answer to Shockwave. He was very emotionless, very
Well,
more
yeah, he's
logic than
supposed to be,
anything.
yeah.
Yeah. And this one though, I think spending all that time alone with Bumblebee was
Oh,
just
me.
really grating on him. Like,
This is where Bumblebee lost his personality equivalent to what it was in like Transformers 1, where he kept talking like, "Oh
yeah.
God, can I have anyone else be with, please?"
Because you could tell from the beginning he was complaining the whole time they were
Oh
there.
yeah. Oh, he
Yeah.
is bored. He wants something to do. He wants to go somewhere. And Prowl's like, "No, man, this is our job." I don't even know where they are, actually, because that's another question. Where are they?
I'm assuming the Ark.
Well, that's maybe, but they have to go to the Ark to get Top Spin and Twin Twist. So maybe they're in the Ark. I don't know. Maybe they're in a
Yeah,
part
no,
of the
you're
Ark.
right. Best go back to the Ark. Yeah, so
So, yeah, I don't know,
yeah,
man. Like
this
maybe
is.
they're at a substation somewhere. Maybe they're like, overseeing South America or something like that. They're like in a.
Yeah, it was a cavernous room, so
Yeah.
are they out, like, yeah, I don't know, like, are they inside the volcano, just outside of the Ark? I mean,
Maybe. Maybe. But yeah, man, so Prowl is meaning his tactician self, and he's like, "Look, we don't have this. We don't know the strength of Decepticons down there. The numbers. We don't know anything about what's going on here." Bumblebee's like, "Well, that's cool. We get the jump starters. They'll come with us." Which makes sense because they're pretty tough.
and this is our first introduction with the go jump starters at
I was about to
all.
say, yeah, jump starters who famously become part of the Wreckers later. But
Which, you
yeah.
know, that causes another continuity issue here too.
Oh, true.
Yeah, because they were
So,
on Cybertron at this time.
well, this is also a standalone story, so
Right, it's a
okay.
standalone. It doesn't fit with the, like, the other stories in this annual. They don't always fit in
Yeah.
with the regular continuity.
Which, whatever, man.
And the jump starters are on the shelves at the time, so
That's why they're in this story, just like Warpath and the Plague of Insecticons.
yes.
That makes a lot of sense. But yeah, he they. Bumblebee's like, "Yeah, we can go get Top Spin and Twin Twist, and they come with us since they're already in the Ark." And Prowl says, "For the final time," and he puts his foot down. He says, "We're not going to South America." So they go to South America. It almost seems like Prowl is like the stepdad here. He's like, "We're not going. We're not. Well, no, I don't care how much you want to go. Fine, we'll go. All right."
He
So
just relents.
yeah. The top spin and Twin Twist are like, "Dude, we'll go. Let's do this right now."
Right
Oh, he's
there.
like, "Yeah, outnumbered."
They're raring to go.
So yeah, man. Prowl had never been to a jungle. So I can't imagine a Datsun 280Z Fairlady police car having a lot of trouble with the undergrowth and the jungle. And
Oh, yeah.
also, they spot a military checkpoint with troops.
I
So where are they, man? Are they in like Colombia or something?
maybe, I
Nicaragua?
mean,
Nicaragua? No.
was that the cartel, maybe?
So I'm thinking.
Quote unquote military.
Military checkpoint? That's the
Yeah.
cartel. I
And he's a cop car rolling up to
know.
him.
That's where I was getting to. It's like, oh, wait, what? He's like, "Hey guys, it's cool, right? We're all cool." Like, no, we're not.
First you get the money, then you get the power, then you
Yeah.
get the Energon cubes.
Yeah, so Topsman and Twin Twist, well actually it tells me, yeah, there that was about the military checkpoint. He goes back, and tells them about all the stuff going on, and they should probably go back to the Ark now. And Topsman and Twin Twist are like, "Nah, man, we're good. They don't have any of that." They barrel right through the checkpoint.
Twin Twist uses his drills
Has
to
diamond tip
just,
drills.
yeah.
They soon lose, and which spurs a Prowl and Bumblebee, and they go past soldiers. They soon lose the soldiers because the soldiers are they're like, "What the hell's going on?" And start opening fire because they're just military and they're not the cartel, obviously.
Yeah. Well, and this weird, like, double drilled tank just, like, bursts checkpoint. So.
Yeah, and this double drill tank and this other flying tank thing with like I guess. Topspin has like kind of like these like almost like I don't know, like just a metal coming out, like I don't know what they're
Yeah, he has
acting.
like struts coming out, but
Yeah.
that's an issue coming up too, because two paragraphs from here, Topspin uses his drills.
Yep.
Oh, you caught that too?
Yeah, I did. I think that was
Yeah.
just the not knowing the characters at all. Like,
Well,
you got mixed up.
that, and like a lot of times they would work off of tech specs and stuff for these.
Yeah.
And there was a big mix up with the tech specs on Topspin and Twin Twist.
Oh, I don't remember that, but maybe it
Yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah, I actually have my Twin Twist here, and when you turn it around on the back, it's got a picture of Topspin on it.
Ah, okay. I
So
kind of
yeah,
remember
there's
that.
corrected ones and there's ones that have the wrong pictures.
I kind of remember hearing about that. I never had that my problem myself. I got a
Yeah, so like if
box.
you had a Topspin tech spec, you could have a
Yeah.
picture of Twin Twist on it.
I've got a box full of old tech specs. Oh, I got to dig through them and go like file them and stuff.
I love tech
Oh,
specs.
they're fantastic. I mean, like the
Yeah.
file cards for G.I. Joe's, they have some of the best writing for the characters.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you don't have to have the tech specs. You can have the Transformers Universe issues and look through those. But
I just like having text. I got a little stack of them here on the desk,
yeah.
and I just keep them here because I just like browsing through them.
Yeah, they're just cool to look through.
They're still fun.
They are. They're totally great. Yeah, man. So they get to the end of the road and they follow the top spin inside to find a clearing where Dr. Butler had disappeared. And soon enough, they found it.
Man, that's like he has two jobs. He's like multi-class, Dr. Butler.
Don't mess with it, man. MI6 is gonna, MI5, jeez. Wait, is
That's
it?
how top secret it is. He's MI6.
Yes. Yes, it is. Sorry to our UK listeners. I just know about the CIA and the experiments they did and everyone. No, that's
Oh, maybe that's what he is. Like, he's a cleaner. So he's Dr. Butler.
Dr. Butler? Yeah, yes. Doctor? Yes. Also Butler. I do it all. I
House is
clean.
clean.
Jesus called me. I clean. I'm the butler. Yeah, so Prowl goes and grabs the metal chip he saw, and Topspin is getting impatient about where this should go next. Dude, Topspin's like, okay, cool, get the metal. Where are we going to go? Well, let's do this. Prowl is the only one who's like, guys, chill. We're like, no. But Prowl.
He's not doing a very good job at leading, like at being in command here.
No, he's not even a good sub commander. And then again, he got the two knucklehead cousins who live in a trailer, and they're bored with life. They want to go break stuff. They
Yeah, I was saying the guys that tear things up, like
yeah.
that's their whole
It's like the
purpose.
Bushwhackers from WWF. The old
Yeah.
yeah, those guys. They're just ready. They may be missing teeth. They just want to go beat something up and have fun. Oh man, I love them, the Bushwhackers. That was such a stupid gimmick, but they're great because you knew people like that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so Prowl announces, this is the first and last time I've ever heard this, that Decepticons give off a chemical when they burn fuel. So they just have to track that chemical signature. Just like in Star Trek VI, yeah, that's how you track the cloaked Klingon bird of prey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. Here we are. We're going to go make up rules as we go, Joe Hill.
You know, th this would have worked, or James Hill.
James Hill.
Yeah.
Joe Hill's a different person. Yeah.
But yeah, instead of Prowl, if they'd substituted Hound,
Oh yeah,
this would have
that
made a
would
lot more sense.
Hound would have made everything would have been fine if this were Hound.
Yeah, he could be emotional and then he could definitely smell him.
Yeah, that was his whole thing. And he's a Jeep. He would have been more at home here.
Right.
But I think the last time we saw Hound, he was undercover in the Arctic in that storybook.
Oh yeah.
Hiding out.
With the giant hovering like oil
Here,
platform.
here's a here's a present for you. Don't mind that it's talking. It's
Yeah.
green. It's a Jeep with a star on it. It's okay.
And Autobot symbols.
Autobot symbols on it. Yeah, I think it's the last time we saw Hound in anything. If you didn't
Oh
listen to
yeah,
that.
because in the actual comic,
Yeah.
he's like still like hanging up, or I
Yeah.
guess Ratchet's fixing him.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess at this point he should be fixed. But they didn't really make a deal out of him. They should have viewed the people that they were being fixed.
So
yeah, he should be back up now, but he's been hanging upside down like meat for a while. So yeah, anyway, so they give off a chemical when they burn fuel, so they just have to track that chemical signature. But somehow Bumblebee was trying to keep up with the other three, but fell behind as the others are bigger and stronger. I'm like, I guess Prowl the Jumpstarters are running or something, and Bumblebee's too slow.
And he's got those little short Bobby Hill legs.
That's my purse. I don't know you. I guess maybe they're driving or something, since he's a VW Bug and they're like space hovercrafts and he's a police car. I don't know. Somehow he gets left behind though. Anyways, he's standing soon enough in chest deep swamp water
Yeah.
when a boa drops out of a tree and begins to constrict him, blurring his vision. So how many times have we seen in Transformers media?
Oh yeah, if they go into a jungle, there has to be a snake attack.
Okay, Ratchet,
Yeah,
when he
Ratchet.
went down to the Savage Lands, right?
Yeah, that's when he
Yeah.
was, yeah, not too long ago when he was waking up the Dinobots.
Yeah. So, and then we have this, and we have Cheetor and Dark Voyage.
We also have, I believe it's in Microbots. One lands on Starscream.
That's right. That's right. I
Yeah.
remember that. It's just, yeah, he does land on Starscream.
Yeah,
What is
so.
with snakes and Transformers, man?
Yeah, because they don't even look good to eat, I would think, to a snake. I mean, how many like anacondas do you have attacking like bulldozers?
Definitely not unless they got buns on.
Right?
That was bad. I apologize to everyone for So Topspin sh shoots it. He like shoots his like an electric magnetic like taser thing, and Bumblebee gets away from the snake. So
So, by your assertion, does that mean that Bumblebee got back?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes, he does.
You
But yeah,
started
he's got a lot of junk in that
it.
frunk. So, they make it to the valley that's been cleared of all plant life, but has an exact replica of Megatron's fortress from Cybertron. Behind it is a mine shaft. No, that's not telling at all. It's not ostentatious at all to have an exact replica of your fortress from your home world built into this valley, which has just been cleared.
And what kind of sensors are you using? Prowl found that little piece of Ravage,
Yeah.
on camera with the unshaven Dr. Butler, but they somehow missed the Castle Decepticon replica built in the jungle in a giant clearing.
They didn't have the cameras that turned that direction.
Right?
You gotta have a full 360 tripod turning camera, guys. Are you, dude? Sky Spy was always up there doing stuff. Why didn't they? Then Sky Spy say like, "There's a huge fortress."
I'm just thinking that it was, what was it, Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreams, where they had like the tarp that looked like the swimming pool. Like they had that draped over the top of this castle, Decepticon. So Sky Spy flew over and it's just like, oh no, there's nothing there. It's just like a pool or something.
So letters in there, not a fortress.
Right.
Oh, it's not a fortress. It says it. Look. Oh my God. So Megatron and Ravage leave the fortress and are talking. Topspin rose up to take action, but Bumblebee's like, dude, calm. I want to listen to what's going on here. So he actually uses his a lot of what Bumblebee does as a spy. He's and
Yeah.
has his enhanced audio receptors or sensors. So this is actually from his tech spec also. But yeah, so he tries to listen in what's going on. He finds out they're mining rare crystals to imbue that Megatron hopes to imbue. They're going to imbue with power. So Megatron hopes to imbue with AI. Sorry, I
Yeah.
think I've typed it double there. And then he wants to use the cores to create an army of Decepticon warriors. So already we have AI messing up everything.
I just want to know what color the crystals are.
If they're not green,
Right?
the story doesn't make sense.
That's why I'm laying odds on green crystals.
Oh yeah. There are mysterious crystals and the Decepticons are mining them, so they have to be green. But that's just it's the law, man.
Anyhow, this one, you've got shades of like Fire on the Mountain, where they're in South America, you know, tapping crystals and jungles.
And Spike's not tapping. He's not here,
You
so.
know, and then, yeah, just like in Microbots, they're in the jungle to go get a crystal.
What you act like that's weird.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty common trope in Transformers.
The
And
ruby crystals of Burma?
yeah, those are red at least.
Yeah, well, because they're rubies, man.
Yeah, they were
It's like
real.
green rubies. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. So he hopes to imbue an army of Decepticons with these crystals that he puts AI into. I don't understand how that's gonna work. Like he's gonna, feed AI into crystals and it's gonna all, I don't know.
This is like, I guess, an early look at like Transformer reproduction.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of going on in the Marvel books right now anyways. They're like Shockwave's trying to extract the creation matrix from Prime's head to imbue life into his new troops.
Right. And then, you know, what was it during, was it Beast Wars and Beast Machines? They started giving them spark crystals.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. That was Beast Machines.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'd be Wars like Transmetal 2, right?
Yeah, Transmetal 2's had them.
Yeah, and then it went into Beast Machines. Yeah. And then it actually went into the did Armada have them or it was Energon? I can't remember, man. I know one of them had like spark crystal things that they put a little Energon.
Oh, that was Energon, yeah, had that. The Omnicons.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy the figures for that series. Because
Oh, the toys were they were fun.
the series is terrible. The
Yeah.
toys were actually like the Landcross guys would combine together. You'd have them
Right.
single little guys, you'd put them together as a bigger guy. I kind of enjoyed the that whole gimmick. It was kind of cool. Of course some of the other stuff was really bad. Girthimus Prime was pretty awful.
I still have that picture where he's like burping with all the McDonald's stuff around him.
I found it recently, the trailer and all the parts and stuff. And I looked at him like he's not even a good figure for nostalgia. He's not. He's just
Yeah.
bad. You went from Fire Convoy, and then you went to honestly not a great Optimus Prime with the Armada one. The smaller figure, kind of cool. The big one, not great. And then you went to Energon.
Oh yeah, the pyramid truck.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But it was a cool gimmick because it transformed on its own. You do all the thing, and
Right.
then you had Energon, which was honestly awful, and then you had Cybertron or the
Galaxy Force.
Galaxy Force, which was one of the best ones.
I don't think there's anything bad in Galaxy Force at all or
They're all
Cybertron.
pretty darn good. Everything
Yeah.
about that, it was just a lot. They just kept putting out stuff. I'm like, I had to stop myself. Like, nah,
Well, that
enough.
story was building a lot of lore
It
about the
was.
different colonies and stuff, so.
And it was a standalone show that they included in. So, people who don't know, it was a standalone show in Japan that they included with the Energon and Armada in the American shows. It was like a
Yeah.
three-parter thing.
Well, and they've even gone now and like retconned it in Japan where like it's considered part of that
Oh,
now, even
really?
though
Okay.
really it was, yeah, standalone from the beginning.
It actually makes a better show to have it by itself, but
Yeah.
yeah, whatever. Without any, it's nice not having the baggage on it.
Oh,
Just
yeah.
anyways, that's a whole different thing. This is
Yeah,
about Marvel G1 UK. But
that's another podcast. We can definitely visit that one day though, if people want.
let us know. Email us. Send us messages. I know there is a message a while back that someone wants us to review Age of Extinction.
Oh, cool.
Sure. I was it was probably on the when we did the 2007 movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the other ones should probably be done, especially the last night.
Oh,
Oof.
yeah, just do them all in order.
Anyways, where was I? Yeah, they're Prowl asked about the expedition. And so Bumblebee tells him that the expedition stumbled across the operation that we're all imprisoned, but Dr. Butler escaped. And Ravage was sent to deal with the situation, but it didn't go as well as he had thought. So
Apparently not.
That's why I think he Ravage went after Dr. Butler. I think he thought he killed him, and probably Dr. Butler was just in shock. Who
Yeah.
knows? I mean, Ravage isn't a doctor. Yeah,
Unlike Dr. Butler, who is
was
both
it
a doctor and a butler.
Butler? Is it the worst superhero, Dr. Butler?
Dr. Butler.
That sounds like something that would be on the tick.
Yeah, or Venture Brothers.
Or Venture. Oh God, yeah, Venture Brothers. Oh no, it's Dr. Butler. He's gonna clean our clocks.
I could even see him showing up on Invincible.
Oh, 100% that.
Yeah.
100%. That show is so close to parody. So close. And then it pulls back to be, more drama.
Well, it lulls you into like a false sense of security with the parody things,
Oh yeah.
and then they murder everybody because
It's
it's a Kirkman story. So,
Hey, guess what, Skybound? Just wait for it.
oh yeah,
You're gonna make
man,
you like all the Autobots, and he's gonna kill them all.
right? As soon as you feel like or somebody start liking. It's like, Game of Thrones. Hey, I really like this character. Well, don't get attached.
Why? Just watch. But he's gonna go for, he's gonna get married. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I'm surprised, like in Void Rivals, that we've kept the same characters for so long.
Something bad's about to happen there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, make sure you go back and listen to our spoiler-rich episode of Void Rivals number 17 and Transformers number 18. There's a
Yes.
lot going on there. I was very, very unsure in that episode because I just read it and we just decided let's do this fast. And luckily, you were paying more attention than I was reading it. So, but it was fresh, it was raw, and it worked
Oh
out.
yeah, it was good.
And so we find out that Ravage thought he killed Dr. Butler or thought he dealt with him and it didn't go well. So Prowl's like, okay, guys, we got to go back to the Arctic reinforcements. Seriously, this time, you guys. But Bumblebee sneaks off and he knows humans are meant to be slave labor because he heard it. And so he knew that they were their last hope. So once again, Prowl is a really bad sub leader. He's like, okay, guys, this time we're gonna go back. No, we're not. Bumblebee's
He's
like,
giving me like Dwight Schrute vibes here.
oh, 100%. Oh, God, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
What I said, he gave Bumblebee that the bored kid meme face. No, he gave him a Dwight Schrute look. Oh, that's fantastic. I had no notes there at all. That's perfect. But the others catch on that Bumblebee is speeding to the fortress. There's the sound of explosions all around them. And Starscream and Dirge show up and start firing at Bumblebee. And then the others go to help. So, well,
Yeah.
no sense now in going back to the Ark. We're doing
Right?
this. In for a penny, in for a pound. Yeah, they're suddenly overcome with fear with as Dirge uses his abilities of his engines. His engines have a drone that makes people afraid. Thus the name Dirge,
Yeah.
which he never really used that in the Sumbo show, but
No, he was always like a knucklehead.
I think they actually all were. I
Oh,
Ramjet,
yeah, the Coneheads all were.
yeah, Thrust
The only
was
one who really got to use her gimmick was Ramjet, which he, rammed his head into stuff.
he's like Ram Man as a jet,
Oh, totally.
but worse. Yeah, so Dirge, they like I said, they're reading the tech specs. Dirge uses his ability and makes everyone feel like afraid.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically, it's if you
Was
ever
that
read tech,
aura of fear that like dragons have in D&D? Yeah.
yeah. He basically his engines have fear-inducing effects. So they're all experiencing that. So Prowl used all of his logic to overcome the fear effects and fired three acid pellets at the shocked Dirge, who went down. So finally, we're getting some actual Prowl logic stuff going on here.
Oh yeah, and they're really getting into like their weapons.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because
Well, yeah.
Topspin has his electric blaster and yeah.
So yeah, like I said, they were reading the tech specs. We're gonna use these four Autobots, and we're gonna use these four Decepticons. But the thing, I don't know, Starscream really uses his, well, does he? I don't think he uses his ability so much. But yeah, he the Prowl uses that spell, it shoots him down, and cool. I think, were the, yeah, it was his rifle uses the acid pellets in the show.
Yeah, he had
But
the acid pellets. Yeah.
yeah. So free for dirge, they all continue on as Starscream fires upon them. And then the jump starters fire on him. They fire on him first, causing him to crash and destroy the mine. Somehow they shot Starscream just right, so he crashes into the mine and destroys it.
Yeah.
So wrap that little loose end up real quick. Yeah. So once again, Starscream helps out the other side.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of denouement in the story.
No,
It's
there's
just
not.
like
Boom, boom, boom.
Yep.
Suddenly Thrust shows up and buries the Autobots under Chalky Rock. Okay. Thrust is just like, hey, I'm here. What's up, guys? Okay, so five Decepticons. But they're able to tunnel out, Bumblebee being first. And
Yeah.
Thrust basically was the way to help get the Decepticons time to retreat. Because the mine is now, useless. So they're like, Decepticons are just like, well, let's leave this fortress behind and go somewhere else. So
And
they're,
well, Megatron left a bomb in it.
I was about to say, yeah, they're really good about just leaving fortresses after building them. But yeah, so Megatron is, how do you put it? He tells them that he left a bomb in the fortress where the humans are held, and basically he says, like, you can rescue them or come after me. What do you say?
Oh yeah, well, like Bumblebee tries to block him out, and he's like, "I'd advise you not to hinder my escape." He doesn't shoot through him or kick
Yeah.
him. It's Bumblebee. He just like kind of makes fun of that. All right, you know. You might not want to get in my way because I set a bomb back there.
Oh, you know those people you're trying to rescue? They're holding on to that bomb for me. See you
Yeah.
later. And they leave.
This is another thing. It reminds me of episode coming up for you guys. Was it Fight or Flee?
Oh, I love Fighter Flea.
When
Oh, that's a
Ultra
great one too.
Magnus and Sandstorm go flying out of there, and Galvatron's like, "Oh yeah, keep running, you cowards." Oh wait, he's not a coward. Something's wrong.
Always love that like part of the Rodimus is in there. It's like, ah, Peridorn, a beautiful place. All right, let's blow it up.
Oh no, Magnus did
A
that.
Magnus.
Yeah, I've never seen anything so beautiful before. All right, set the bomb.
That's all I needed to hear.
Know, that I think that's the most 80s line in the entire series.
That should have been like the cliffhanger for a Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. I
Oh
love the
yeah.
jungle with beautiful places. Is I blow it up.
You know, that could have been like a Star Trek original series story too. You could see
Oh,
Kirk doing that.
100%.
Oh, it's the most beautiful thing. All right, set the charges.
This place is a paradise. Let's blow it up from orbit.
We can't let the Klingons
The
it.
Andorians, they say they're our allies, but I don't trust them. Let's blow it up. Bumblebee rescues the humans and they all leave, and yay! It's a very episodic story.
Yeah, it's all self-contained and it wraps up very quickly.
Fast. I was like, man, how where are they gonna go from here? Because I'm reading the story and I tell my wife, like, I'm almost done with the notes. It's gotta be this last page, but we're like halfway through the story. No, we're not, we're almost done.
Yeah.
It wraps up very quick.
I think they
So
were building a longer story,
yeah.
Bill was, and then it's like, oh, wait, I'm almost at the limit. They said like, what, 5 pages? Well,
Yeah, something like that. Or like they're trying to map out the annual. Like, hey, we could only have this many pages. We have to play with Decepticons, and that's going to be good. We get some puzzles, some games. That's great. Oh, okay, yeah, cool. What was it? The track story. It's not very long. That's pretty good length. And then they did the Tales of Cybertron. Oh, that's perfect, also. And James Hill's like, dude, I got this script. No, James, no, dude, 5 pages. That's all you get. But what
I
do
would have
we?
liked to have seen him do like a full novel back then. Because, you know, it
Especially.
was a long time before we got like real Transformer novels.
Oh yeah.
And there's still not that many of them.
No, not they. There are varying degrees of good or
Yeah.
passable. There was a. I always remember this because it was one of the cool things. Back when fan fiction was pretty big in the internet, we had like fan fiction archives. The Transformers ones were hit or miss for me, but there's one that a guy who I remember his story. He's like, his pen name is Jiminy Christmas, and yeah, he went through and wrote a story after reading the Transformers Universe books. It just used the personalities of the different characters, and it was fantastic. He does such a good job, and like he was not a fan of Transformers. He's like, oh, these are kind of cool. I think I'll write a story with them. Sounds like what James Hilden here did.
Just hearing that name, Jiminy Christmas, I just think of Bobby's World.
Like
Like you could hear his mom saying that, "Oh, Jiminy
Jiminy
Christmas."
Christmas. Oh God, yes. So yeah, those one of those cool things about the late 90s on the internet. Before we had social media everywhere destroying our lives.
Well, that's one of the things I first found when I first got online was Transformers fan fiction.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, there was a lot of really bad fan fiction, but it was all we had.
There's a
So
lot of really bad fan fiction.
yeah.
What some a lot we would call slash.
Oh yeah, well I didn't find that necessarily, but there was I remember the one of the first things I read was like an Aliens crossover, like
Oh
with Xenomorphs that
yeah,
infected
I do remember
Soundwave
that.
or something. It was weird.
It was they were trying too hard.
Yeah.
God,
And there was
we
like Raksha and Tuts work. That was like the highlights.
God, I feel like an old guy shaking fists at sky. Oh, the old days.
Right.
We could just print out pages and read fan fiction to varying degrees of success.
Well, that's because a lot of times you couldn't just sit on the internet and read it because, either you were at a school, so you had limited time, or, your parents needed the phone.
Let me lay this all in first, then I'll hang up. You read it and you realize it's bad. Like, oh, you downloaded the wrong one.
Are you wasting printer paper on this?
No, Mom. Anyways, so yeah, that's Haunted.
Yeah. And like I said, the Jumpstarters and the Coneheads were all on Cybertron in the main series. Like, see, the Coneheads were also like the Insecticons serving Straxus
Okay.
in the comics. So,
Yeah.
like I
That's
said, this
funny. That's
kind of
where they
exists in
show
its.
up in the smelting pool. That's right.
Right. So, this exists like in its own little continuity.
Okay.
Maybe it exists in the same place as Missing in Action. Yeah.
I mean,
Same author.
possibly. I could see it. Oh, well, it's true. It is missing extra. So, really, the stories aren't that dissimilar of possible episode stories. So, yeah, I could see that. Or maybe they were like reviewing like script ideas for the TV show, and this is one of those things that were out there. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they said that this annual was meant like as an intro for like new readers that hadn't been following the comic series
Yeah.
to kind of get them into it.
Yeah. And it's a way to do it. It's easy. And they're all pretty fun stories,
Yeah, I
honestly.
was saying they're fun to read.
Yeah.
I know we poke fun at them, but
Well, you kind of have to. I mean, if I'm going to give
yeah.
everything a pass, then we're not doing our job very well, are we?
Right? I mean, these weren't really aiming at our like age group.
Well, at the time, they would be, yeah. So.
Well, I meant like where we are now, though.
Oh, yeah. No. No.
Nah, it was still fun to read them, though.
Oh, they're great. They're
And
fantastic stories.
it's interesting to see how the franchise developed. Like
Yeah.
they said back then, there was no even mention of the word canon. It's just like, whatever, just sell the toys.
Cohesive storyline?
What?
No.
Nah.
This is a literature. You're selling toys, man. Yeah, well, I guess Simon Furman didn't get the memo. Come on, Simon.
Oh, if anybody tried the hardest to keep continuity, I think it was Simon Furman
Oh,
because
yeah.
he had to, in some cases, work blindly without knowing what the US side of things were doing. So he had to make things where it would like be self-contained.
Yeah. Which makes a lot of sense using like plenty of characters that didn't make it into the main storyline. So I really like that. How that's where you get great storylines with great characters that we don't see anywhere else, like the Wreckers.
Yeah. Well, especially the poor Jumpstarters. They even had like character models for the cartoon that never got used.
Yeah. Which I know we had that discussion somewhat recently. I was wrong about that. Or I was talking to someone about it recently. That was Like they're gonna be in the show. Like, yeah, and they had models in the Universe comic book. They had the Sinbad models, but you know, they just didn't use them. I mean, they didn't get
Right.
an opportunity.
Well, and we, it, especially I'd say within like the last 10 years, there's been so much background information come out from the Sunbow series in the comics that we didn't even have all this time. Like they
No.
dig around and find stuff, and like, you know, guys like Jim Sorensen and them go and meet with like Flint Dilley, or they meet with Bob Budiansky, and they're like, "Oh yeah, here's a big file folder I have," and they dig through it, and there's all kinds of stuff that we have never seen before. In all the decades that we've been like active in the fandom, there's always something new to dig up
Yeah.
still.
Yeah. And that's why it's, you know, still doing well after 40 years, I think.
And I'm still like digging through and rereading that first draft of the movie.
Oh yeah. I love the
That thing is
ideas.
massive. It's like over 200 pages.
I love the original looks of the Junkions though. They look like they're Panzer helmets
Oh,
stuff.
I know.
It's pretty brutal.
I'm imagining like the bikers from like Every Which Way But Loose.
Yeah. Oh man, that's great. I kind of I think they were to me they were a little more like the biker gang from Mad Max.
Yeah, you see some Mad Max in there.
And yeah, maybe that's why they had Eric Idle do the voice. But yeah, we'll never know. There's just who knows, they're probably sitting around throwing ideas together like, yeah, we need to sell these. How do we do this? Let's do this. Oh, okay, sure. You know, throw anything against the wall. They didn't keep records of why they did it. They just did it.
Oh yeah.
Maybe we'll find out
Well,
one day.
there's some of that, but I mean also they were just kind of like throwing things at the wall. That was Ron Friedman wrote a
Yes.
lot of that. And so he had a lot of crazy ideas he was throwing in there. I mean, and
Hey,
even Unicron had a completely different origin in there, which they gave the origin of Unicron in that first draft.
did they? I don't read that. I didn't read it, really read it. I kind of glanced over it. What do they have in the first draft of that? Or do you want to you save that for another time?
Oh yeah, let's save that for another time.
Okay.
But yeah, it's definitely different than what we got in any other media source.
Got in the yeah, there's so many things that they just were not used because they got written out of the first draft, including with the train, right?
Oh
All kinds of
yeah, the
stuff.
train, was it its name Rails, I think.
Rails, yeah. Or the there's also the toxic what was it? What the heck's his name? They were the one that had like the toxic sludge or something.
Yeah. Well, he
Seemed
had
very
like chemical things.
chemical,
Was
yeah.
it oh, what was his name?
I can't
I don't
remember.
recall his name right now. But it looks like he was like a prototype for Smokescreen.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think, 'cause his powers seem kind of similar.
Okay.
Kind of
Yeah,
like
we.
how that other one, the smart one. See, I'm forgetting all their names right now. I need to go through it again.
Perceptor.
But yeah, it became Perceptor.
The smart one. That's right. He was like a radar dish truck or something, wasn't he? Yeah, I do remember that. Oh yeah, I have to read that over. We have to do something on that at some point. But
We should do an episode on that, just on that
yeah.
script. A
Yeah.
after the movie's done, we should go through and do the first draft.
I need to go beat up Ed about, you know, continuing on season two so we can do the movie. I want to
Oh
do
yeah,
the
y'all
movie.
are right here at the end too.
Dude, right at the good part of season two, we've slogged through the worst part of it and we're like, it's the payoff time. And he's taking a break. Really. But it's kind of cool because we've gotten to do the Marvel UK books.
Oh yeah.
So anyways, everyone, speaking of all that, I want to thank you. Thank you very much for being here, watching us, listening to us. Hopefully not cringing too much about my dad jokes. And
I know I do.
you always do, and that's why I say them.
I'm like the anti-Ed McMahon. I don't laugh at the jokes. I just like, ugh, I groan.
And I'm the Ed McMahon of the Ed McMahon, Ed
We
McMahon
don't have a
joke. I
Johnny
laugh at my own
Carson. That's
jokes.
the problem.
Yeah, I laugh at my own jokes, which is not great either. So if you enjoyed it, follow us, man. Give us like send us an email. Tell us what you want us to do, suggestions. If you want to tell me to shut up more, I mean, I'll take it into consideration, but it's, yeah, someone talk.
It does no good.
You've been trying to get me to shut it for years.
Right?
So, yeah. Anyways, drop us a line, join the Discord. It's in the show notes. Every episode, I drop it in there. So join up, say hi, hang out with us, discussions, always good stuff. And man, we will get into back into the comic here next week. So
Yes.
we've left the Marvel UK annual number one behind. Moving on.
It
So
was a good little side trip.
a beefy book too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that was a lot in there, man.
And I just love that they got them in hardbacks because, American annuals and comics were still, paperback. Yeah. But yeah, these are almost like the storybooks you would get, the really good ones you get from the book fair.
The thicker covers. They're
Yeah.
not hardbacks, but they're thicker covers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mine are hardback.
Oh, did you get reprints or something? Or are they?
No, I've got the
Oh,
hardback
I
ones
thought
up
they were
there.
like thicker. Okay, I don't own any of them. I thought they were like thicker. I guess your copies we've been using. I didn't realize that they were scanned from like.
Yeah, no, they're actual hardbacks.
Okay. Well,
Yeah.
gosh.
They're fancy.
Super fancy. I bet they were probably $5. Or now they'd probably be like $20.
Let's
Probably not even
see,
that
they
if I
got the
include
price on them.
3 pounds.
Yeah, £3.95.
Not bad for a book,
I think
pretty
that's
much.
what, did I say that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, I opened up, I grabbed the 1988 annual or an 87, and Beast Wars Neo Dead End. His file card fell out of it.
Surprise,
You know the
surprise.
Ammonite guy? Yeah.
Yes,
I
I
was like,
know. It's the
what?
first one I got from I got him and Break the Penguin. Those are the first two ones I got of Neo.
Yeah. No, maybe that was the 88. I'm not sure. Anyway, it's the one with Scorponok on the cover. Anyway, yeah. And Beast Wars Neo character card fell out. It's
Nice.
like, what?
There you go. Gift from the gods.
It's like finding $20 in your pocket when you do laundry.
All right, y'all. Have a great week. We're going to cut it here because we will ramble on the rest of the day if I let
Yeah,
him.
we will.
Yeah, we will. And it has happened. So y'all take it easy. Have a great week and thanks for being here again. Bye.
Bye.
See you later, y'all.
More Than Mises Guys is performed by Evan Johns and Ed Strickland with Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. Research is also done by Evan Johns, Ed Strickland, and Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. All used images are property of Hasbro, Sunbow, Paramount, and/or Marvel. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you being here every week.